Yahshua. Chapter 22. Then Yahshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You've kept all that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You've not left your brethren these many days to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim. And now Yahweh your Elohim has given rest to your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore now, return you and get you to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of Yahweh gave you on the other side of Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses the servant of Yahweh charged you, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." And so Yahshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half of it gave Yahshua among their brethren on this side Jordan westward. And when Yahshua sent them away also to their tents, then he blessed them. And he spoke to them, saying, "Return with much riches to your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver and with gold and with brass and with iron, with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren." And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the borders of Jordan that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by Jordan, a great altar to see. And the children of Israel heard say, "Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over on against the land of Canaan, in the borders of Jordan, at the passage of the children of Israel." And when the children of Israel heard, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go to war against them. And the children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the Gan, into the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and with him 10 princes, of each chief house a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel. And each one was ahead of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of Yahweh, what trespass is this that you've committed against the Elohim of Israel, to turn away this day from following Yahweh, and that you've built you an altar, that you might rebel this day against Yahweh? Is the iniquity of Peor too small for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of Yahweh, but that you must turn away this day from following Yahweh? And it will be, seeing that you rebelled today against Yahweh, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Notwithstanding, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass you over into the land of the possession of Yahweh, wherein Yahweh's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us. But do not rebel against Yahweh, do not rebel against us, in building you an altar beside the altar of Yahweh, our Elohim. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass and the accursed thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? And that man perished not alone in his iniquity." Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the thousands of Israel, "Yahweh El of Elohim, Yahweh El of Elohim, he knows, and Israel he shall know, if it is in rebellion or if in transgression against Yahweh, save us not this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following Yahweh, or if to offer upon it burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer peace offerings on it. Let Yahweh himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this thing, saying in time to come, your children might speak to our children, saying, what have you to do with Yahweh Elohim of Israel? For Yahweh has made Jordan a border between us and you. You children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in Yahweh. So shall your children make our children cease from fearing Yahweh. Therefore, we said, Let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generations after us, that we might do the service of Yahweh before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, so that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you've no part in Yahweh. Therefore did we say that it shall be, when they should so say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, behold, the pattern of the altar of Yahweh which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against Yahweh and turn this day from following Yahweh to build an altar for burnt offerings and for meal offerings or for sacrifices beside the altar of Yahweh, our Elohim, that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel which were with him heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that Yahweh is among us, because you have not committed this trespass against Yahweh. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Yahweh. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel. And the children of Israel blessed Elohim, and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, for it shall be a witness between us that Yahweh is Elohim. End of chapter.